While Pennsylvania gets some visits from loons, our neighbors to the north, New York and Canada, see and hear far more of these storied birds. Loons have enjoyed unprecedented population growth over the last 30 years. They outlived DDT and an era when people used to shoot at them for sport. But now they face another threat, mercury. Last summer, David Summerstein joined researchers banding loons on a lake in New York's Adirondacks. He filed this story for North Country Public Radio.
I like loons, and I'm sure you do too. When you hear their call echo across the water, you feel special. But it's a totally different feeling when you're in a boat, someone swoops a net into first lake, scoops up a loon chick, and plops it in your lap.
Oh my gosh, you little thing.
All right, so what they like, chicks are kind of like owls. They like to have their head rubbed, and it will put them to sleep and keep them calm.
So that's Nina Schock. She runs the Biodiversity Research Institute's Adirondack Center for Loon Conservation. Her team has banded and monitored more than 200 loons in the park since 1998.
Oh. Okay. It's hard for me to hold it.
The chick fights to get away. I pet its gray down, soft like a kitten's, and it quiets.
I can feel the chick breathing. This chick is somewhat of a hostage to try to get the mom and dad in.
Tonight we're trying to catch adult loons to put geolocators on them so they can be tracked year-round. Five of us are in a DEC motorboat, bundled up in raincoats and winter hats. Banding loons is really a labor of love. Labor because you have to do it at night. It can get cold and rainy, even in the summer. The loons don't want to be caught, so you have to trick them. You play an electronic call to lure them close. Shine a floodlight in their eyes to blind them. And Schock says you still might miss.
It's almost magical being out with them. But it is very frustrating when they come so close to the boat and you think you have them in the net and the net comes up empty.
The love, of course, is why these researchers have dedicated large chunks of their lives to the iconic birds. Loon Sentinel Gary Lee holds the net like a staff and scans the water's surface.
I mean, I talk to all my birds, you know. I mean, I watch 22 lakes, and I talk to all the birds. Go in the same canoe every time, same clothes for dinner. They know me. They talk to me when I go out there.
Lee and Schock worry about loons like parents, even though the birds are thriving these days. Lee says he saw kids on jet skis buzzing loons. One loon on this lake has a broken leg from a motorboat. Lead sinkers and other fishing tackle are poisoning birds. But Nina Schock says the biggest threat is mercury.
21% of the males and 8% of the females have mercury levels high enough to impact their reproductive success.
Schock and her team observed those high mercury birds, and what they saw alarmed them.
Mercury's a neurotoxin, so it makes them more depressed and lethargic. And they don't have the energy to defend the territory as well. They don't get up on the nest as much. They just don't have the energy like they normally would to care for the nest and the chicks.
A study released last summer uses Schock's data to quantify the effects of mercury. It found male loons with high levels of mercury in their blood produce 56% fewer chicks than healthy loons. Female loons, 32% fewer. Study co-author David Evers says mercury is dampening the overall good news of the loons' rebound over the last three decades.
So there's a recovery going on now across the region, but it would have been a stronger recovery. And I still wonder, will that recovery continue? If mercury is a stressor, what happens when other stressors come into play?
Evers says the implications go beyond loons. They're a good indicator species. They eat at the top of the food chain, and they live up to 30 years.
If it's affecting loons, it's affecting other birds that are eating fish regularly from those lakes. And I think you can easily make that next step, too. And that can impact our own health, especially if we're regularly catching and eating fish from those same lakes.
The mercury comes predominantly from coal-fired power plants in the Midwest. Clarkson University professor Tom Holson has been studying mercury in the Adirondacks for more than a decade.
Prevailing winds, as we all know that live here, are from the southwest, and that's the exact direction of the coal-fired power plants.
the Environmental Protection Agency finalized new rules for mercury emissions, and already dozens of coal-fired units are being shut down because they're too costly to retrofit. Utilities say that will mean higher electricity prices, but Holson says it should also lower mercury levels in Adirondack Lakes. Now attention is turning to global mercury levels as coal continues to power Asia's economies. It's around midnight now on First Lake. I've been petting the loon chick in my lap for half an hour. And finally, we catch an adult. It's a loon they've never caught before. Gary Lee wrestles it into his arms and tucks its bill behind his back.
She's chewing on my pocket. Can't let go.
The adults are very, very strong.
I mean, she's trying to swim on my lap, you know?
Shock takes all kinds of measurements and samples. Then she straps the geolocator on one leg and an ID band on the other. Then we let the loon and the baby go. Shock and Lee drop into their seats and take a deep breath.
So how does it feel to finally get one of those done?
Good.
Fantastic.
Yes.
You could argue that the headline here should be more of a good news story. The number of breeding loon pairs in the Adirondacks is estimated to have doubled since the 1980s. Stricter rules appear likely to reduce mercury contamination in the park. Still, researcher David Evers argues concern for loons and funding for more study has to continue.
We have reversed the tide that was happening a century ago. That's a great thing that we should be happy about. I think we could do more. And I think some things like mercury get in the way.
David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio on First Lake in Old Forge.